Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Mars. Today we go behind the headlines. The November election draws ever closer, and it's a risky time for candidates. One stumble can be politically fatal. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill made a decision this week that could be determinative in her reelection bid. She announced she will not support Brett Kavanaugh when his nomination to the Supreme Court comes for a vote, assuming there will be a vote. Political reporter Joe Manis is with me to discuss it. Okay, Joe, how risky was it for Claire McCaskill to announce?
Actually, probably not that risky. She has to keep her base energized. And the Democratic base in this off-year election, she really needs more younger voters to turn out. She needs more women to turn out. And Kavanaugh's numbers with those groups aren't that great. She's been getting pressure from reproductive rights groups for weeks to come out against them. She has maintained from the get-go that she was looking at his decisions and his opinions. And in fact, in her announcement, she emphasized that her decision was not based on this alleged sexual assault matter that is embroiling Washington, but rather on his position in favor of non-disclosed donations that some call, quote, dark money, that she believes has really infected the campaign process. Now, she's been one of the beneficiaries of so-called dark money, as has her Republican challenger, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. But although Hawley, probably a higher percentage of the money that's being spent, is undisclosed donations, in part because he's raised so much less than she has. But the bottom line is she cannot upset her base because she needs a strong Democratic turnout. And, of course, on his side, he's appealing to the base, too, which is one of the reasons he's made Kavanaugh such a big part of his campaign, his focus on his support for Kavanaugh. Hawley and Kavanaugh agree the same way as far as the Citizens United decision in 2010, which sort of many believe opened the way to these undisclosed donations. Hawley will be present later today in Springfield when President Donald Trump is in town to rally people, the base, for Hawley. So this week has been all about the base for the Republicans. It's the Republican conservative base that loves Kavanaugh. And for the Democrats, it's the base that opposes him strongly.
And the big part of her base, obviously, would be the female vote. And her decision to vote against Kavanaugh would certainly be appealing to most women, or many women, certainly.
Yes. Now, she's emphasized that as a former prosecutor, she is saying that it's, while Roe v. Wade is an issue for her, she's saying that no, it's the main thing is some of his decisions on, again, dark money, but also his decisions as far as presidential power. She's been concerned about that he's too open to expansion of presidential power. She and some other Democrats have been very concerned that Kavanaugh is spending a lot of time in the White House this week getting prepped for some of the follow-up hearings that there may be next week over this assault matter, which allegedly may have happened when he was in high school, as well as the victim. So all that said, she's emphasizing that did not play into her decision. It was his legal opinions that played into her decision.
Her race against Hawley is neck and neck, as I understand it.
Yes, but this every poll shows
right,
that.
But this is basically a red state, at least it has been recently. Could this be determinative in her reelection bid, this issue?
Well, let's put it this way. If she had announced that she was supporting Kavanaugh, I don't think it would have gotten her any votes from the Republican base. They've been hammering for her to support him, but I don't think that it would have gotten her any more votes. It potentially might have helped her with some swing voters in the middle, but because of this assault case, the numbers I've seen on him are not very good, less than 40%. So among the public who's aware of all this. So from that standpoint, it was probably a no-brainer for her, because she doesn't want to irritate her base, as I mentioned. B, she's got these policy objections, and this sort of plays into that. It gives her cover. I mean, what's going on right now gives her cover.
All right. Well, we don't have that much longer to wait, do we?
Nope.
The time is a-wasting. Joe Manis, thank you so much for being with us and taking us behind the headlines. Always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having me.